Hey everybody, Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes chaotic roller coaster that is life. Welcome back to Survival Mode Exit, Thrive Mode Activated. Today, we're diving into a topic that's often whispered about but rarely discussed openly. The importance of seeking help when you need it. Ever felt like you were carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? You know, that feeling when every problem seems insurmountable and you just want to scream into the void? Yeah, we've all been there. But let me tell you something, there's strength in vulnerability, folks. There's this crazy idea floating around that we have to be superhumans, capable of conquering every obstacle without batting an eyelid. But honestly, that's just setting us up for burnout and a whole lot of unnecessary stress. Seeking help isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of self-awareness and intelligence. It means you recognize your limits and are willing to tap into resources that can support you. Think of it like this. You wouldn't hesitate to call a mechanic when your car breaks down, right? So why not extend that same level of care to yourself when life throws you a curveball? Alright, let's break this down with 5 key takeaways that'll hopefully empower you to reach out when you need it most. Number 1. It's okay to not be okay. Seriously, folks, give yourselves permission to feel your feelings. We're human beings, not robots programmed to function flawlessly 24/7. Acknowledging that you're struggling is the first step towards getting better. Bottling things up only makes them fester and eventually explode in ways we don't want. Number 2. There are no shameful struggles. We all face challenges, big and small. Whether it's anxiety, depression, relationship issues, or just feeling overwhelmed by life's demands, remember you're not alone. Reaching out for help doesn't make you weak, it makes you courageous, brave enough to acknowledge your struggles and take action to overcome them. Number 3. Help comes in many forms. You don't have to be battling a dragon alone. There are countless resources available, from therapists and counselors to support groups and online communities. Don't underestimate the power of talking to trusted friends or family members, either. Sometimes, simply sharing your burdens can lighten their load. Number 4. Help is an investment, not an expense. Think of it this way. You wouldn't hesitate to invest in a tool that helps you achieve your goals, right? Seeking help is like investing in your well-being, a valuable asset worth nurturing and protecting. And number 5, the golden rule. Don't wait until things reach crisis point. Proactively seeking help when you feel the first signs of struggle can prevent minor issues from snowballing into major problems. Remember, early intervention is often the most effective way to navigate challenges successfully. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. Sarah, a brilliant and driven entrepreneur, finds herself drowning in work. Deadlines are looming, clients are demanding, and she's struggling to sleep. She pushes herself harder, sacrificing her health and relationships in the process. Sound familiar? One day, Sarah has a meltdown during a meeting. She realizes she's hit rock bottom. This isn't sustainable. She finally acknowledges that she needs help. So what does she do? She reaches out to a business coach, someone who can offer guidance and support. Together, they develop strategies to manage her workload, set boundaries with clients, and prioritize self-care. Sarah starts to feel empowered again, regaining control of her life and finding joy in her work. This isn't just Sarah's story, it could be yours or someone you know. The key takeaway here is that seeking help doesn't mean giving up, it means choosing to invest in yourself and your well-being. It takes courage to admit when we need support, but the rewards are immeasurable. So, remember, folks, there's strength in vulnerability. Seeking help isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of wisdom and self-respect. Reach out, connect with others, and remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Before we wrap things up, I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on seeking help when needed? Have you ever had an experience where reaching out made all the difference? Share your stories in the comments below or tag us on social media. And don't forget to subscribe to Survival Mode Exit. Thrive Mode Activated, your daily dose of inspiration and motivation to navigate life's challenges and embrace its triumphs. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.